The Gospel according to Luke. Asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, Jesus said in reply, "The coming of the kingdom of God cannot be observed, and no one will announce, 'Look, here it is,' or 'There it is.' For behold, the kingdom of God is among you." Then Jesus said to his disciples, "The days will come when you will long to see one of the days of the Son of Man, but you will not see it. There will be those who will say to you, 'Look, there he is,' or 'Look, here he is.' Do not go off, do not run in pursuit. For just as lightning flashes and lights up the sky from one side to the other, so will the Son of Man be in his day. But first, he must suffer greatly and be rejected by this generation." Michael Chabon, a well-known fiction writer and Pulitzer Prize author, has written his first book of nonfiction. It's a book of personal essays that reflect his thoughts on the pleasures and regrets of a father, husband, and son. However, even though he is speaking from a man's perspective and has entitled the book Manhood for Amateurs, there's a universal quality to it because he also addresses the human condition. Common experiences of men and women's joys and foibles, fears and disappointments relating to the responsibilities we have with our families. But what especially caught my attention was how he defines the word amateur. He first speaks of amateur in a way we usually think of it, meaning a person who is still in the process of learning a skill or profession, trying to get it right, to do it well, knowing that there's always new things to learn and better ways to relate. But Chabon also connects our common understanding of amateur with the original meaning of the word, with its French roots that mean an enthusiast, someone who is passionate about someone who pursues something because they love it, such as a musician who plays the piano or violin because they have a passion for music and desire to play it well. For them, the hour spent each day practicing is done carefully, as though they were a beginner, an amateur. But also, their practice is sustained day by day because they love what they do. They have a passion for it. Well, if we use Michael Chabon's definition of amateur, we could say that in the gospel today, Jesus is talking to some amateurs. Women and men who are passionate in their love of God. Women and men who struggle to live their lives well according to God's desire. The Pharisees get the ball rolling. They ask an important question of Jesus. "When will the kingdom of God come?" they ask. These Pharisees are men who have spent their lives studying the law and the prophets. They're lay people who have struggled to be faithful to God in their daily practices and try to help others live good and holy lives. In the Gospel, too, there are Jesus' disciples, and I think it is here that we can slip into the crowd listening to Jesus, because Jesus is addressing us, too. Women and men, amateurs, who seek God with all our hearts and strive each day to live our lives according to God's commandments. And the question the Pharisees asked Jesus is our question too. We wonder when the kingdom of God is going to come and how we are going to hold on and be faithful during this in-between time while we wait. Delays are difficult to deal with. It's easy to get distracted when our timelines are not met, and it's easy to be led astray by false prophets who offer us quick fixes. False prophets who say, "Look here, here's the kingdom of God. Place your trust in material goods. Seek your own success. without accepting the responsibilities that come with it. False prophets who say, my life is my own, and the money I make belongs to me. As long as my family is taken care of, all shall be well. And we hear these attitudes forcing their ways into our homes through the media and conversations with colleagues at work. It's hard to be hopeful during this time of waiting, to stay faithful to the teachings of Jesus. It's easy to become discouraged, feeling that somehow God has left us on our own. And so we, like the early Christians, ask ourselves, how do we hold on during this time of delay? Certainly our families and friends and close companions help us. Their selfless works and acts of justice help keep our vision clear and our hope alive. Praying and reflecting on Scripture and hanging out with friends who are also believers, these actions strengthen our belief and our conviction. Receiving the Eucharist and praying that we will become the body of Christ in our world through our actions and concerns. All of these help us keep our focus. And in today's gospel, Jesus offers us yet another way to sustain our hope. Usually when Jesus talks about the kingdom of God, he tells a parable. But in today's gospel, he speaks directly. He says, no one knows when the kingdom of God will come in its fullness. But one thing is for sure. It will be a surprise. Like a flash of light. A light that will illuminate the sky. And we can be sure it is not just a one-time event. For Jesus says, while we wait for its fullness, the kingdom of God is present among us and within us, hidden in the dailiness of our lives. Sometimes it's difficult to identify God's power in our lives, because it's more than just a person's ability to observe rules or regulations. It can't be measured or boiled down to a list of observances. It is a matter of doing good works. For sure, our actions must be ethical and just and compassionate. But the kingdom of God is more. It's a matter of the heart, a heart that is transformed by God, changing us from the inside out, and in the process fine-tuning our eyes so that we begin to see what others might not perceive. The kingdom of God is among us, ordinary people initiating acts of kindness, exposing and challenging unjust laws, and encouraging systems of support. The kingdom of God, Jesus says, comes in a flash of light and enables us to see for a moment the power of God acting concretely in our lives and in ways that only amateur hearts can read, hearts that yearn for God and are passionate in their care for other people.